cutting edge guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. All right, you divine lions and lionesses, welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show. You know, we stand for love, levity, and liberty, and got the Bling Buddha here, our mascot, as always, firing red pills from his 9mm with the Punisher tattoo over his left breast, symbolizing Save the Children. Coming up on 3 seasons of the show now, and I said since the very beginning show, the very first one, where we go one, we go all, is galactic, as Reiki master nearly a decade, practicing 22, and all the cosmic journey we've been on, and what I had in the Canadian Army and the Air Cadets and everything before that, and seeing UFOs, we literally have, and I'm so honored to have here, Laura Eisenhower. And Laura, welcome to the show for your first time on here. We met just briefly on a truth tour back in the day, going around America, and friends Mark Atwood, we were chatting today, says hello to you, as well as at Norman Traversy, which is amazing. And folks, if for some reason you don't recognize Laura in the broadcast, let's just review to you what she has done, who she is, and how amazing and brave and courageous she has been as a speaker of truth. She's a researcher, author, astrologer. We're here talking about her new book that she's just brought out through CCC Publishing. And Brad Olson, as the audience knows, she's an internationally acclaimed speaker, presented her work worldwide, and the great granddaughter of President Dwight David Eisenhower. So she's going to reveal to us some of the exopolitical information about his administration that has largely been held in secrecy. And we now know, with this open warfare going on, humanity worldwide, why that might have been a secret. And she's considered by many, by the way, to be one of North America's leading researchers and experts on health, ex-politics, alchemy, metaphysics, astrology, and galactic history. You can find her at cosmicgaia.org. Links are below here in the description. Going to show that here as we go throughout the show, and to purchase her book. So Laura, thank you so much for what you do, your family. You're a mother, you're a wife, and you have had vicious attacks your entire life, and you are still here standing in truth to help humanity. Thank you, and God bless you for what you do and what you're still doing.
Thank you so much, Brad. I really appreciate it. It's great to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're most welcome. So, you know, let's kind of dive right in. You know, what is it like being raised in the Eisenhower family? And because where I'm in South America, Brad sent me a PDF, Brad Olson, of your book. So I got through a bit of it, and I didn't realize you also have some relation to the Nixons as well. I think people will find that fascinating as we unveil, you know, the exopolitical history and where we are right now, and why we have a galactic consciousness helping us in ascension. So yeah, Eisenhower family, what was that like?
God, it's a really, really loving family. I mean, it's not probably what people would think, being a presidential family. We're not sitting on a bunch of trust funds. There's not Illuminati energy in the family. And in fact, he definitely was a president that sought to take down the Nazi Draco Alliance in the Second World War and following the war, because we didn't really win the war. So after 1947, when Project Paperclip took place and a lot of the three-letter organizations were formed, and MJ-12 under Truman, that's when, yeah, a lot began to take place with social engineering, indoctrination, geoengineering, just all these different forms of weaponry that have really been d difficult for people to wrap their head around, that is being exposed, that has been exposed for a long time. Because people really do think we've won the war and that it's all conspiracy theory, but we really got the warning in his final speech about the military-industrial complex. So it was really interesting being raised in the family, because I was always processing so much. I felt his spirit very close to me. I met Mamie when I was a child at the Gettysburg Farm, but really just the exposure to, being raised by my mother and my aunts and uncle. Just going to a lot of family gatherings, getting to know my granddad, Ike's son, very, very well, and just feeling a sense of just a lot of like love and mutual love and respect and support, even if we've all taken our different roles or missions, mine being the rabbit holes and things related to UFOs and ET. So there was a lot of preparation for that. I was targeted to go off planet, so that opened up my eyes. And I think, yeah, just the Nixon relation is through Julie, who's my aunt, who married David Eisenhower, and her father's Nixon. So through marriage, I'm connected to Nixon. And yeah, I met him at some family gatherings. And I mean, I have to admit, as much as you don't know anything else but the family you're raised in, it was surreal, because I'm like, how did I end up in this family? This is so wild. Like, you just recognize, early on that this family member is well known. You drive down the highway or the interstate, Eisenhower Interstate, all these Urgent Cares and just statues, and just sort of like processing this as a kid, and all these downloads coming in as far as my mission and our relationship. And then over the course of time, just have been finding out more. But really, just being raised in this family, it's a family of a lot of, love, and just the family values are really strong. Like, unconditional love and support is something I realize has never fallen away. Even if I was a black sheep and
Beautiful.
went down a different road, I was surprised. I'm still accepted. This is crazy.
It's amazing. So you've brought up a couple of things here. So MJ-12, Paperclip, Eisenhower, the family name everywhere. When I lived in Colorado, all those many, many, many years, I would be driving from Boulder to Vail. I lived up in the Vail Valley, Eisenhower Tunnel, I-70, all the time, right? And that inflection point. And so it's a well-known name for anybody who doesn't realize, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, prior to being a two-term president elected by popular vote, true elections, I think at that point in time, was also the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe. And when we talk about Paperclip, just to bring the audience back up and forth to where we are with you and the book right now, Awakening the Truth Frequency, which again, everybody, right below the description, you can order it. Now you can find this on Amazon, Awakening the Truth Frequency, and you can definitely add it to cart and get it right over there. The links that I have below here are to Laura's website and as an author, right to the publisher, CCC Publishing, directly for her book, because they'll make a little bit more on a book for $17, than from Amazon. But at the basis, and I appreciate it, you just want to get the truth out, hence the name Awakening the Truth Frequency. And I also want to talk about what the truth frequency is. You being brought or trying to be recruited in the program in the colony on Mars. I mean, this is incredible. So Majestic 12, Operation Paperclip, Nazis brought over to America. It's documented supposedly right now in Canada too, 5,000 of them brought in to infiltrate throughout Canada, right? Which is not a country. It's headquartered in District of Columbia, and District of Columbia recognizes Canada as America. Like Major General Paul Vallely, retired, just recently stated, according to Norman Traversy, all Canadians are Americans. So that's it. That's really interesting. So here we are, Majestic 12, Paperclip, you being recruited into Mars Off Planet Colony Project. In your book, you mentioned 2006. Wait a second. The public is sitting here going, well, didn't Elon Musk want to go to Mars and occupy Mars? So tell us a little bit about that and the truth frequency. What is truth frequency to you? Why did you title the book Awakening the Truth Frequency?
I feel this is a war on consciousness, and getting to the truth is what we're all being tasked with, and it's not all going to look the same. So what does it mean? What is your truth? Are you being true to yourself? We're in a
Yeah.
time where we really need to ask ourselves, are we being programmed? Are we upholding a label
Right.
that keeps us from uniting with one another? Is it causing more division than unity consciousness? So what is our junk DNA really made of? What have we been lied to about? What have we been kept from? What indoctrination or social engineering has gotten the best of us to the point where we're allowing ourselves to stay limited and assimilated into this inverted matrix and artificial timeline? What is the history of that? What happened to our planetary grids? What is the galactic history behind it? So, also, Eisenhower's administration being so significant and how we didn't really win the war, what actually took place then? How did he handle that once he became aware of it? Because we hear about the signing of ET government treaties and that he signed us out to the grays. And what I discovered along the way that is that that didn't actually happen. It was MJ-12 that did it behind his back. So awakening to that sort of truth, but also encouraging people to be discerning and to really read the book and take what resonates and do your own research. And I sort of lay it all out there in the hopes that a person will discover, within themselves what they're ready to take upon themselves to process and what they might not be ready for and what conclusions they might draw. Because it's not about awakening to my truth, it's what is your truth, right? So there's a lot about what these planetary alignments are all about and how they're activating dormant DNA and throwing us into very important growth periods, but also how psyops and psychological warfare and spiritual warfare utilizes these aspects and inverts it through, some form of false news or false flag event or something, that throws us into a state of trauma or survival and compliancy with outer authority, which we're seeing in the world. So it's very important to note that there was an unconditional surrender agreement that took place under Truman in 1952. And that was really when we surrendered to the Nazis. And that took place around the time that the UFOs flew over the Capitol. And it looks like those crafts came out of Antarctica and kind of left us without any choice but to surrender. So I kind of share all the information I've learned and the new revelations coming in from Dan Cooper, senior advisor to the Earth Alliance. So I called it the truth frequency because we're dealing with a war on consciousness, frequency distortions and manipulations coming from dark tech, coming through our devices, coming from 5G and all the bioweapons, right? Which throws us into a lower frequency if we buy into the bait. So if we can awaken the truth frequency, I believe we can be the override frequency and begin to dismantle the dark weaponry because it's very, very difficult for AI to assimilate into a person that's vibrating in a place of sovereignty and strength and upholding boundaries and being very, very aware of the tactics being used. It's sort of like once you realize that in your own life and you're dealing with energy vampires or deceptive individuals, once you realize what they're trying to do and how they're trying to limit you or control you or suck your energy dry, then you can begin to protect yourself and walk away and not consent and begin to heal up the receptors that a person might plug into, which we're dealing with on a massive scale. So we got to look at it on a micro level to win the war on the macro. And it really comes down to our everyday lifestyle and are we working in careers or jobs or are we in friendships or connections with people that are not appreciating the truth that we want to uphold within ourselves. And so it's all connected. And I just share about my own personal story and my journey of what it takes to be true to the self, not carrying the stigmas or the projections, or just taking a pharmaceutical to block whatever feelings and emotions are coming up, when really it's important to listen to it because it holds keys to understanding our soul calling and deeper mission that we're all being tasked with to awaken to. So that's sort of
Absolutely.
why I chose that name.
Yeah, that's just an incredible culmination of so many things that you just articulated so wonderfully, in the last few minutes here, Laura. I truly appreciate it. The work I did with Dolores Cannon's team back in 2015 enlightened me to my purpose of my soul and my soul's mission. My purpose for reincarnation at this point in time was to uplift the consciousness of humanity through song and story. And back then, when I still had Instagram not being banned all those times ago, I just put it there. I'm like, this is my mission statement. I'm going to find a way to walk forward in what that truth is to me, because now you've seen it, you've reconnected with people will call it oversoul or your family soul group, your council, your guides, however it resonates for all of you folks. This is what happened for me. And where you are, and you've come into this family, you've incarnated as the great granddaughter of Eisenhower, Dwight and David Eisenhower, and you are here and being followed and were persecuted for speaking the truth. And now all of a sudden people are like, oh yeah, hey, Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson were just talking a few weeks ago about the UFOs and the projects and the aliens. And then they move back into a political issue, and then they come back to this, and then they come back to, then they talk about hidden technologies and whatnot. Now, I feel that there's a nice way that they're paving the way to then have actual people who have in-depth specialized knowledge in certain all these realms and areas like yourself come on. But that's at least reaching the consciousness of humanity finally, even through avatars such as a Joe Rogan and a Tucker Carlson, so to speak, which I really appreciate. And you've got the in-depth knowledge in the book Awakening the Truth. So I'm curious on the what do you feel your soul's mission was in coming in here, number one? And then number two, can we just touch on what was the Mars recruitment all about and being targeted your whole life for people before we
Right.
continue on?
Well, I think it really originates in the communication that he received and the assistance he got from Val Thor, and how that advising from Val Thor helped him to set up the positive branches of military, USMC Special Section called Ike's Force, and that was to counteract the activities of Dark Fleet and the Draco Alliance. The Nazi ICC Draco Alliance is warning about the military industrial complex, was a warning about us being sure to become a knowledgeable and aware citizenry, but didn't expose fully and totally in the speech what he was able to set up, because that needed to be somewhat covert in order to execute these missions and to begin to pass the baton down to following administrations, like how he briefed Kennedy, and also helping us to become aware of the three-letter organizations and what has taken place in the grooming and programming of world leaders and the presidents and people that are standing in influential positions, where the trauma-based mind control and the creating of alters and sleeper agents is definitely a part of that warning. So he didn't expose all that in the speech, but he definitely planted enough seeds. And so what he was able to establish through the help of Val Thor, who I feel influenced his speech, was the Earth Alliance. And through the help of Val Thor, they were able to petition the Guardians to put an outer barrier around the planet, and also the White Hats. So he also was briefed that a descendant was going to come in and help expose information about his administration that he was not able to reveal. There were a lot of people being offed and a lot of whistleblowers that have had a difficult time exposing everything that has gone on, and reaching levels of top secret that went above the president, that wasn't easily discovered by whistleblowers because they weren't given that information. So I feel a
Amazing.
lot of the synchronicities that have come along my way have been a part of an agreement, or a part of my own particular soul mission and destiny to obtain some of this information, to begin to dismantle the false narratives and the blame that has been cast upon him. So that's a very significant and I think specific agreement that, okay, in this time of disclosure, there is going to be narratives being steered that blame him for signing treaties with the Greys, and that seek to rewrite history and lead us down a trajectory that is going to be very easy to fall for. So I feel that He was briefed that a family member would come in, and not just for that reason. I have a deeper soul mission connected to helping us to understand our divine blueprint and that sort of Christ Sophia energy, and really dismantling a lot of the false teachings that I think keep us from knowing what we're truly made of. And when we continually look outside of ourselves, we're not really, doing that inner work. So I think it's a combination of that particular calling, which I feel, we all have, and exposing a lot of this and a lot of the communications coming in that, we're a team. There's a whole bunch of us that we'd all come together and unite, and that there was a migration of advanced souls coming in that have come in at different times in history, but especially in 1952 to offset this unconditional surrender agreement that would join forces like we are and bring about the truth, and that it was going to take a united front. That's why I call it into the unified field, that it would take a united front for us all to put the puzzle pieces together and support one another, because that hierarchical system, that whole government structure, that looks to one person or looks to something, outside of ourselves to save us is not really going to cut it. That there is positive military that will assist us, but ultimately we're going to have to wake up. We're going to have to do the work. We're going to have to come together. And I feel that that is a huge part of this level of disclosure and understanding the war on consciousness, the unconditional surrender agreement, and the fact that a lot of movements, including disclosure, are confronting, plants and disinformation just like everything else, and that we need to be really diligent and really discerning. So the pre-targeting connected to going off planet, they were able to access through Looking Glass technologies that a descendant would come in and expose this stuff. So they were able to utilize Looking Glass technology to target me before birth, to steer me down a timeline that would take me off planet starting in 2006 when the recruitment really took place. The target date was 2012. So I feel that along with other whistleblowers in exposing this alternative three scenario, which impacts the timelines, I really felt with the guidance of Eisenhower and connecting a lot of dots together that that was a trajectory that was established in the event of apocalyptic events or catalytic or cataclysmic events that would force us to need to leave, right? But why are they only taking a few, right? Alternatives one, two, and three. Two and three has to do with going into underground bases, protecting a certain number of the population, or going off planet. And so it makes sense to protect the human genome in the event of catastrophe. But my thought was that this is an artificial timeline and they're using dark technology to engineer apocalyptic events. So why would we need to evacuate a planet when it's a prophesied window period of ascension and awakening? So I saw that as an engineered timeline based in communication that they were getting from the Zetas to establish this alternative three scenario that would only, take a selected few to a Mars colony, but then enslave them and use them, right? And compromise the surface population into a new world order. So they're still trying to do that, but with the exposure of this level of information, we have a chance of winning this war and recognizing that we can only really win the war within, and that through exposing as much as we can and understanding the dark weaponry being used and how it's seeking to compromise our DNA and keep us in a lower vibration, that if we can switch on dormant DNA and override this, we stand a chance of experiencing a shift into higher earth energies and seeing a collapse and a dismantling of the matrix and a fall of the cabal, I guess you could say. So I saw that as, okay, it's being presented to me as being a positive thing, like go to Mars, it's for your protection. And I'm like, something else is coming and saying, do not. And I was prepared as a child, do not go along with this, stay on Earth, was a lot of messages coming through. So during the time of that recruitment, I was determined to stay strong and true to myself, even though I didn't have a whole lot to go on. It was just an intuitive knowingness that no matter how they're presenting it to you, there's no need to evacuate the planet. And with humanity not understanding things that have been kept in secrecy, this is really unfair and these things need to be exposed. So I think a lot of us have awoken to that greater calling of like, we need to have a voice. We need to, no matter how much they try and censor and stop us, this information has to come out, because that will begin to help people unplug from the dark weapons that are literally controlling the mind and removing a person from the soul matrix, which takes us down to a trajectory, if we can stay in alignment with it, a trajectory that will help us to advance and reclaim our dormant DNA and our sovereignty and our capacity to generate and manifest our dreams and visions, because that creative imagination is being infected and harvested and used to battery up an artificial timeline that wouldn't even be able to exist unless we gave it the power and consent, because it tricks us out of it. It's vampiric. It really doesn't have any power except for the power it steals. That's why they're not the powers that be. We are. We just have to call that power back, because they're just starved. They can only rely on what they feed on, and they only can imitate and create psyops and false versions of reality that we can only invest in and believe in. And that is the greatest thing to recognize and remove ourselves from to see some positive results. So I hope that all made sense. It's kind of a lot to.
I followed it, no problem. Thank you. Appreciate it, and hopefully the people who are taking the Mars colony under those auspices, it's for the future of humanity. The world's going to collapse on Earth and we're going to restart everything over there under what seems to be a, the full-on Nazi Luciferian structure. Hopefully they've been freed as well from that program over there
Yeah.
too.
And that's a lot also is the super soldiers and the people that have been impacted by MK Ultra and SRA, that they're telling their stories and beginning the healing process, which is really dismantling the levels and layers that we don't see connected to the secret space programs and all that's happened in underground bases and how deep and nefarious this dark alien agenda has gotten. And the hybrids, the human representatives that work in alliance with these beings, and the abuses and torture they put upon these individuals that are born with very advanced abilities. I just interviewed somebody that went to just a normal public school and went to the program of the talented and gifted, and that's where they recruit them in the My Labs and Montauk, and it's so much to process.
Yeah, I remember that. Both my sister and I in Ontario, we were taking in, they called it the enrichment program in the province of Ontario, that the Roman Catholic School Board called it the enrichment program, so whatever our test levels were off the chart. I mean, she went off and she started the own her own PhD, co-founded her own PhD program at Mercyhurst on intelligence analysis, but they wouldn't let her graduate as a PhD of the program that she co-created because there's a conflict of interest. But she ended up going and teaching DOD, NSA, DIA, and then ended up at CSIS. And after all the stuff she learned at CSIS, she left after her career, she cut it short and then ended up in India, came back a Reiki master making crystal jewelry. How amazing is that, right?
Wow.
So you have a Wozni there that has went through that aspect of it, those red pill moments, and just very shortly, a couple of days after, they shot the missile in the Pentagon, and I was working for Rim Blackbeard, it's very well publicized. My audience knows it. And at that point in time, we have it, missile strike, and my territory then was New York City, and I was being transitioned to the DoD Pentagon team, the business development team. And so I was overseeing a couple of those systems integrators, the Booz Allen Hamilton, the EDSs for the BlackBerry relationship. And so I was at a tipping point where, and Michael Jake and I have had a show about this 2 years ago on the 9/11 hoax and cover up. And some people still today just cannot believe that that was, an absolute controlled demolition. They just still can't get over this now, all these years later, with three Trade Center drops. So at RIM, I was supposed to be there that day with meetings at the towers. Interesting how we were called back from travel, just prior to that happening, staying in Ontario at Waterloo at RIM headquarters and getting the emails from clients in New York City about the towers coming down. And then also still being on the government team and talking about a missile strike. And all those emails, obviously, as Trump has said, we have it all. So it's well known and acknowledged now, all these many years ago. But I was 18 stories below the Pentagon. So I've been at the inflection point in my time and being here in my soul, where just days after the towers were dropped, I was back in New York City at Ground Zero while the rescue effort's still going on, with the only communication device that was operational and still working at the time to help those rescue efforts under the rubble. And then I was on a plane up at the Pentagon and 18 stories below it. And we've got, missile strike, right? With the guy whose colleagues were also murdered by that missile strike at the Pentagon, as well as the other, men and women who sacrificed all. And I believe that was to bring in Nasara Jasara, Nasara on the US side, but also Jasara for the world. And the deep state leveraged it for that. So that's my full on belief too. I haven't speak about it. It's one of the main things, right? Talk about. But I don't want to always go back to 9/11. It's just an example of how they steal the consciousness of humanity, how they have created that mind control and that trauma. And then as a result of it, strip away your freedoms, strip away your more freedoms, right? And here we are today, where we can look at the cardio ID and the soul signature of an individual from space. And even because there's really no, space, we can actually connect with people on other planets instantaneously through quantum entanglement and understand if that soul signature, remember everybody's soul stands for sound of uniform love or sound of unlimited love. That's a download I got, Laura, a year ago, and I've been sharing it. And we can see, are they benevolent or malevolent? Yeah, but yet you're going through TSA in airports right now, like, take off your shoes, throw out that bottle of water. What? You can pack all this stuff in our DNA right now, right? And many hard drives worth in a small strand of DNA or a cell and get through, right? They're stored in the US Library of Congress and bacteria, but we're still doing this. So this is, it all ends as people wake up. And this is one of the things I really appreciate about you. And I just want to take a tangent and steer to the cover of your book, and how beautiful it is, and ask you about why you created and designed this cover, because there's so many meanings in these beautiful messages. And I'm going to take everybody to the conscious the CCC publishing website right now, where you can buy it, where there's a few extra dollars that will go Laura and Brad Olson's way. But again, look at this beautiful cover, right? So tell us a little bit about the design and why you have done so with Awakening the Truth Frequency. What does this mean to you, and what should people receive as a message for the world about this gorgeous cover and
Oh,
the
thank you so
energy which
much.
is encapsulated?
Well, a lot about the integration of the masculine and feminine and integration of polarity, helping to remove the frequency fences in our DNA and dissolve the net that we've been encased in. And it's really just through, just breaking down that mind control like we were talking about. So the sword is sort of like the sword of justice and truth, and the rose. When you read the book, it talks about the Venus transits and how the Venus transits have been creating the corrections of the inverted pentagram, which is so symbolic in Satanism, of the ether energy going into the ground, and how the Venus transits have corrected this. And now the pentagram is upright, and how that relates to our DNA, the nucleic acids of our DNA being earth, air, fire, water. Now with the ether flowing and this correction, it signifies the ability to alchemize on a soul level a lot of the toxicity that isn't just from what we ingest, but also what our thoughts are. And so it's like, okay, what is the truth? And with the rose, it brings to light, the fact that we're in a time of where the cosmic alignments in this particular window period has created the corrections, and we are the correction, and the correction is us living our truth. And calling our, power back, integrating polarity, coming into balance, moving out of duality, and recognizing the treasure that is what has been, called junk. So I thought, okay, this is a symbolic way to kind of express a lot of the content that's in the book. And as you see, there's sort of an aura around it, a frequency, and I love the
It's
sapphire color.
beautiful.
And then the astrology kind of at the bottom that, the planetary alignment sort of show that, we are being, guided towards victory. And this is not just something that we awaken to. The planetary alignments and the greater cosmic intelligence is, creating the corrections that we can align with. And then we become a conduit of this and an expression of it. And when we speak our truth, that frequency will help to activate others. And I thought this is, just showing the two hands holding, that, and yeah.
Beautiful. Sword of truth, right?
Sort of the
So
truth and
powerful.
justice and kind of like the rod and staff energies and the healing of, the planetary grid network and how it relates to the DNA within ourselves and our chakras and switching all this on. It's like it's going to require us to be true to ourselves because then we can, consciously go through the growth periods. We don't get distracted in giving our power away to the problem reaction solution game that wants to invert it, wants to limit us. And it's like, okay, here's the victory. Let's stand in our truth. Let's move through these, processes, and understand that the correction's taking place, and the sun moving through the 13th sign of Phaeacus is creating this purification. And it simply requires us just being true to ourselves and in surrender zone to receive it in great trust that, we will move through this and get to the other side. We don't have to adopt an outer belief system, but maybe just the belief in ourselves and just knowing that these things are happening is enough to know that it's happening also from within.
It's amazing. I appreciate how you continually cover this wherever you speak. Like our great mutual friend Lisa Schermerhorn on the interviews, you're sharing that, you're getting out there and you're worldwide speaking and discussing this as well, because everybody who has to realize, not only do we have to protect our DNA, right? If we know, and it's now well validated, and even Greg Braden's out there have been saying it, which is amazing too in his research, right? God is eternal within. Well, it's, inscribed in our DNA, and you can see it in Aramaic and Sanskrit and Hebrew, and I can't recall the other ancient languages as well, going back hundreds of thousands of years. And here we are as well, from a spiritual standpoint, you're discussing all the things that allow us to be free, to return to sovereignty in God, to return to sovereignty in the creator and source message as well. So we have this beautiful frequency we put out in the world and this ripple wave that helps affect consciousness here and consciousness elsewhere too, right? I'm curious, what have you uncovered? What are some of the revelations you've uncovered, which we haven't discussed yet, from your great grandfather's administration? What are some other things, why people go get this book, read this about this? Just tell us a little bit more what's covered in the book too.
Yeah, I think his relationship with Val Thor, the unconditional surrender agreement in 1952. I know we touched upon that, but yeah, just the positive military is a really huge one, and the migration of advanced souls, and yeah, I think there's been a lot of attack because people, are like Laura's an MK Ultra plant, or she's from, this Illuminati family. And I think the whole book just really helps people to understand what sort of man he was, what sort of family this is, the background of being descendants of Mennonite farmers, and just a very humble background. Just a lot. I mean, I touched upon things about his childhood and his calling to join West Point and become a five-star general. And yeah, just sort of how they've attempted to, compromise him or his legacy. And yeah, how the whole book sort of attempts to, bring about, what really happened, who he really was, and what our relationship is. And yeah, I think I almost covered like most of the major things. But Val Thor, people think, maybe that connection happened in the late 1950s. Where he was put on VIP status at the Pentagon that Frank Strange has talked about in his book. But in actual fact, Val Thor started advising him a lot sooner, probably around 1954, and maybe somewhere around then. And another revelation is that Eisenhower, instead of signing treaties in 1954 with the Greys, he invaded Dulce underground base and tried to take out the Greys and lost that battle 30-1. And so, wow, we hear about the Dulce Wars that Phil Schneider exposes, but we don't hear about the Dulce Wars in 1954 that Eisenhower ordered an invasion of. And it wasn't successful, but he came to understand, okay, what are we really up against? So here, we didn't win the Second World War, and he's still trying to win the war against something much larger than just the Nazis, right? So there's the invasion of the Dulce underground base, and then he tried to invade Area 51. And Anonymous talks about this. Richard Dolan interviewed Anonymous, and on his deathbed, he said that Eisenhower tried to send the First Army to Area 51 because the whole question of ET exchanges with these three-letter organizations, MJ-12, and the handling of alien technology was completely out of his hands. And when he realized that he didn't have any power or control in this shadow government, was able to keep him out of the loop and not privy
Right.
to actually what was going on. It made him furious, and so he attempted to invade Area 51. So with the help of Al Thor,
Was that, by the way, if I can interject, was that, by the way, Norman Traversy brought this question up to me today when we were talking. He knew we were gonna, you and I were gonna chat. Is this about the emergency dental day in the lost records of then President Eisenhower and where he went for an entire day and kind of disappeared? Was
well,
that
that's
the
the
Area
Griotta
51 thing?
Treaty. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the Griotta Treaty. But interestingly enough, the Battle of Dulce was in 1954. And so was this cover story that said he went off to meet with the Greys to sign this treaty. Was that really what actually happened? Or was this around the time that something else happened that we're not hearing about? And so the book really, talks about this, who Dan Cooper is, the fact that he's the senior advisor to the Earth Alliance. He had nothing to lose or gain from exposing all this information to me. He didn't seek me out. I heard some of his comments and information underneath the interview I did, and I reached out to him. I said, we need to talk. He goes, well, now's the time. And he
Right.
exposed all this stuff. So the Griotta Treaty in 1954, what he has stated that the unconditional surrender agreement and the terms that were signed underneath this agreement was that Eisenhower did not have any legal ability or any power to sign or negotiate any treaties with the Greys. And it was handed to MJ-12. So we see this in how he lost control and how it made him furious, and that an invasion happened in 1954, which I think is what happened instead of him going and signing any treaties. Elena Danan talks about this. Alex Collier talks about this. Dan Cooper talks
Okay.
about this, about MJ-12 doing it behind his back. And so when I heard about the unconditional surrender agreement and how it says that Eisenhower had no legal ability, he had no power whatsoever to make any kind of negotiations, is also validated by the fact that he said if he did make agreements, don't you think you and your family would be sitting on the international internet, the ICC, International Corporate Conglomerate, like that we would have, wealth and connection to these alien technologies if there was some
Right.
sort of agreement. And
Yeah.
some of what we hear about is that an agreement was made and a certain number of individuals could be abducted as long as the names were shared and these technology trades would happen. But that actually happened in the 1940s under Roosevelt. And the
Wow.
original selling out of humans to the Greys was Churchill, Aleister Crowley, and Hitler. And this was under Roosevelt's administration. Roosevelt was not part of those agreements,
Wow.
but a lot of this sort of technology exchange and abduction. These abduction scenarios took place before Eisenhower's administration. So, if they can cover that up and create other stories to
Right.
hide and cover their tracks, hide themselves and cover their tracks, that is what I feel I've been able to, uncover. And it's not just from one person. It connects dots with a lot of other researchers and whistleblowers. And the fact that, 20 levels of top secret,
Above.
20 or 20, 20 to 28 above top secret levels above the president took place after 1947, and these laws were put into place. And so this shadow government is really what has been in control, and this whole illusion that the president has any power, began to really fall away from Eisenhower onwards. And so that final warning was to let us know that we need to be a knowledgeable and aware citizenry to understand this rise of misplaced power. And that it would continue to persist if, we didn't recognize what's actually going on, because it can only really function if it can manipulate the masses. And now that we have more information about the positive military forces, like the White Hats and the Earth Alliance that have been set up, and he wrote an executive order that, in order to safeguard, the times that we're in the event that there would be this massive infiltration, that this would be able to be exposed in order to offset this. So I get into that in the book. Yes, there is that rumor that he went to the dentist and that he went off to this underground or this military base and had this meeting with the extraterrestrials. But if you read my book, you'll see all the reasons why that more than likely didn't happen. Or if it did, he wasn't the one that made any agreements. He might have been in the vicinity. He might have been conducting a completely different type of operation, because again, in 1954, there was an invasion of Dulce.
And so I just want to bring context to everybody here. So imagine you are born in America, turn of the century, you go to West Point, you get involved in one world war, then you become the supreme allied commander to fight the Nazis, and everything that's been instilled in you of the good, of the light, and then you believe and feel as a five-star general that you have won. Not only just remember what was going on in Europe, there was also Japan, right? People kind of, oh yeah, Nazis, World War II, there was this, but then there was also the other theater. You had the Pacific theater too, right? So you had it on both fronts, and then you come in and then you go, well, I feel that I can serve my country still. And then he and his wife, your great grandmother and family, take it upon themselves to become president of the United States and feel great. Now we can shepherd them out of the depression and in through this new era. And you find out and discover the enemy that you had been sworn to defeated and believe you had defeated is actually not only within the gates, but operating within the shadows. And then not only is this a human enemy, man or woman who you can't see, now you have freaking aliens. And these aliens are off planet, on planet, and below planet. And they have their own bases within the confines that you believed was America. At least we can secure our borders. And then you find out you have a honeycomb earth. It's not even a solid core. And you have other societies underneath you. So just imagine, and I have such deep respect for somebody who has went there and put this together and enabled or created the White Hat organization and saw this as a long game to help free humanity and free the souls of this world for generations to come. Incredible, deep respect and admiration for the soul of this man, for his wife, great grandmother, your great grandmother, for having to receive this. But we're talking about the ultimate betrayals from within, and then also from the mindset where you were instilled in growing up, and then to realize there's so much more to the world than you were ever taught, and it's upon your shoulders. What you might do could save it later, but it's not really going to save it now. And you have to set forth a plan for generations to come. So I'm extremely just, I've got the good God bumps coming up, and I've got my heart center wide open and sharing love and light to all of you and your family and all the generations in the past and present and future across all timelines and lifelines and dimensions for what they have done and impacted and been here to do to help us all, for God to win, right? We know God wins. And God has won, or we're playing this out in seeing, what it is we can do to add to the effort of uplifting consciousness. Laura, thank you so much for what you do. What are your final messages here for mankind as we wrap up the show and what they should take away along with ordering a case of your books? I would entirely encourage it for people and give it out and put it out there.
Oh gosh. Yeah, well, just to be really discerning and question everything. I mean, even the information about the first contact with the Nordics, Valthor apparently warned about the Greys and the Nordics, that the Nordics were in bed with the Nazis and the Dracos.
Wow.
And not to say that all of those beings and those species are negative. So we don't want to brand, one particular, group of ETs as all negative, or some all positive. We have to understand that there's factions, there's different, types within all races, just like in the human race. And what's most important is that we just come together, we assist one another in deprogramming and healing and rehabilitating, and really work to support one another in our own particular callings and missions, so that we can really work on rebuilding a fresh start. People call it New Earth, but it's really, the true birthright and greater potential that is here to be embraced and awoken, to
Yeah.
pull our children out, to really be guardians of the future generations and all that they're dealing with, to just pull our resources together and not put them in this vulnerable position of being indoctrinated and harmed and manipulated any more than we've been. I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse. So let's all band together and be loving and respectful and yeah. question everything and just know that there's nothing outside of us that really can save us. Let's work on saving ourselves and then realize how much there is available and around us that actually supports this. But the greatest and most benevolent force is encouraging us to step up to the plate and do our own work. And we'll realize that there's so much that's, helping us and assisting us. But let's not sit back and be complacent, and let's not consent anymore, and realize that the war is won within. And then the greater war is won when we come together and we don't allow this divide and conquer to further separate us, because that's the ultimate strategy to continue to infect us with archonic forces and lower entities and beings. And if it wasn't for just us buying into the mind control, the dark weaponry, only works in tandem with that. The minute we break free of the mind control, we begin to de-weaponize the weapons. So just know the weapon is on your mind, and don't fear the weapons that you see. Just know that we are a higher and more advanced technology. So let's just raise that frequency, because we are the override frequency to anything that's trying to, limit and control us.
Love that. We are the override frequency, and you can connect with Laura on her website showing here on the screen on the broadcast. And if you're listening to the podcast, link is below the description, cosmicgaia.org. And again, once again on the broadcast, you can again order her book, Awakening the Truth Frequency, Laura Eisenhower, on Amazon. It also supports the author and the publisher if you go directly to the link, cccpublishing.com, below the description as well. But either way, to get the message out, go for it. Divine Lions and Lionesses, hit like, drop a comment of thank you to this woman, her family, which has been persecuted all her life, targeted all her life, and is still here bringing forward love and levity for all of us. Let her know what you feel in the comments and get a copy of the book, and then come on back to the show, everybody. And hopefully we'll have Laura on again in the next few months, and with the updates and the comments and how you've actually had just a continually positive effect on humanity. Thank you so much for what you do, Laura. It's been an honor and a blessing.
Thank you so much for all that you do. It's incredible. And what a wonderful show. It's been great to be with you. And thanks again for having me.
Thank you, Laura. Cheers, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9 mil, let us know.